This is KUT. As you heard yesterday, a local group funded by Uber and Lyft delivered a petition to City Hall with the signatures of 23,000 voters, with the goal of putting a ride-hailing ordinance they've written to a public vote. To do that, a petition must have 20,000 signatures from local voters. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports on how exactly 20,000 became the magic number.
There are actually two magic numbers. And yes, just to make it confusing, or maybe simpler, they're both 20,000. All right, settle down. I'll explain. According to state law, it takes signatures from either 5% of a city's registered voters or 20,000 voters, whichever is lower, to get a change to a city charter on the ballot. An example of that is the recent City Council 10-1 proposal to create geographic representation districts. So when Jen Studebaker was collecting signatures in 2012 for that change, 20,000 was her target.
We've been working on this for about a year and a half now, and we have all of those petitions right over there signed. 30,000 Austinites have signed our petitions. We're currently validating all of them, and we're getting good results, and we'll hopefully turn those into you guys soon.
But the 20,000 needed by Uber and Lyft were totally different. All right, so which state law says Uber and Lyft also needed that 20,000 signatures?
Well, there's really not one.
Bennett Sandlin heads the Texas Municipal League. As he explains, state law allows each city to set its own minimum number of signatures for an ordinance. Austin used to require 10% of voters, which would be around 50,000 signatures. But a petition effort in 2012 brought that number down to 20,000. So no matter what you want to change in Austin, be it the charter or an ordinance, you now have a nice, even number to aim for. But still a lot of work for the Austin City Clerk, whose job it is to count them all. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.